B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Radio. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, with James, Robbie, and Weirdbeer, where gaming lives.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're listening to Robbie Landis, Weirdbeard, and the guy who got his heart broken when he found out that for all those years, he tried to win the McDonald's Monopoly game. He never had a chance. Me, James Campbell.
I mean, there's a chance, just a small chance.
No,
because you haven't watched McMillions,
and it was rigged.
Great.
It was all a scam.
A great series. A new TV series called McMillions. I watch on Hulu. I think it was on HBO.
Yes.
About a mob crime family. The guy stole the tickets, essentially,
yeah,
and was giving it to his friends. So there was a shot. You just had to be friends with, like, the Bambinos up in New York.
I might have to go home and watch this.
It's so very good. Interesting.
Right,
you got to check it out.
Interesting.
You'll never have more Big Mac regret in your entire life. Lots of things in the gaming world have interesting and creative names, none as creative as some of the names given to spells that gamers can cast in role-playing games. Another thing gamers are likely familiar with that also have interesting names are energy drinks. Now the question is, who on the Checkpoint XP crew is better at telling the difference? Callie, our Checkpoint XP producer, sitting in to help us out with this game. Robbie, why don't you let her know how it's going to run?
Yeah, so this actually comes courtesy to us from a Kotaku article, which posed the question, energy drink or RPG spell?
That's clever.
And yeah, absolutely. So thank you, Kotaku, for this. But basically, Callie's going to go ahead and read off some of these for us. We're going to go around the room. And us, the hosts, the gamer pros here, and James, are going to attempt to decipher whether it's an RPG spell or an energy drink flavor. But here is where it gets interesting. For every wrong answer you get, I have created... Well, first of all, is anyone allergic to anything here? Any, like, food allergies?
No.
What?
No? Okay, no. Cool. For every wrong answer you get, I have created this lovely concoction in front of us that looks like urine.
It looks like urine.
It looks like urine. And if you get it wrong, you have to take a sip.
So there's more than energy drink in here.
Yeah.
There's three things in there, yes.
Did any of them come out of your body?
No, they all came out of a vending machine, which might be worse.
This looks like it'll make you be able to smell colors at this point. Yeah.
So, Callie, go ahead and take it away. James goes first.
Okay. James.
Yes.
I'm going to give one that I cannot give to Robbie.
Aw.
Is Diamond Dust an energy drink or an RPG attack?
Diamond Dust. We're trying to go through and think. So, can I ask any questions about these energy drinks? Are they like well-known brands?
It's literally just the flavor. It doesn't say anything else about it.
I don't even know what the actual drink is. I don't know what this flavor is. A subsidiary.
You just got to off the dome, man.
Diamond Dust.
Best guess.
Diamond Dust. To me, that sounds like an RPG spell. So I'm going RPG.
It is indeed an RPG attack. It is.
You kind of gave it away when you're like, I can't give this one to Robbie.
Yeah, I just didn't want to give it to you.
Weirdbeard.
I'm ready.
All right. Is this an RPG attack or an energy drink? Kazapple.
Has apple in it. My gut, I feel like on this, you just have to, whatever your first gut kind of like feeling is, just go with it. It's a flavor.
It is an RPG attack.
Oh. I'd have went with the flavor too. Oh, I'm glad I don't have to taste this thing first.
Sip.
Go ahead.
Take a sip of Robbie's concoction.
Uh-huh.
It was barely a sip.
It's not. It's not what.
There it is.
It's not offensive. It's just very like.
The room smells offensive with all these open energy drinks that he's got mixed together.
This feels like diner coffee. Like it's just, a whole bunch of stuff.
All right, Callie. Callie, bring it in.
All right.
Come on, what we got here?
Robbie,
let's go.
Energy drink or RPG attack? Summer Dream.
That has got to be.
That sounds like a deodorant scent.
A flavor. That is definitely a flavor.
It is an RPG attack.
Oh!
There you go, Robbie.
No!
Taste it, Robbie.
Oh, I was planning on not having to taste this.
Taste the rainbow.
Ugh.
Yeah. I told you, it's not offensive.
It's weird how at first you're like, that's not... Oh, that's weird. That's okay. Ugh.
So after the first round now, let's reveal the first item in this concoction.
Yep. So sugar-free Red Bull.
Sugar-free Red Bull is one of the three things in this concoction.
Yep. Start my day with one of those.
All right, come on. Round two, RPG spell. Is this a spell from a role-playing game or an energy drink flavor?
All right, James, you're leading the pack. You're the only one to get one right so far.
Yeah.
Gold Rush. Energy drink rush. Or RPG attack?
Gut. From your gut.
My gut is saying RPG attack, but I don't know that I want to lock that in as my final answer. I'm trying to remember. So I had... Mine was RPG spell. Yours?
You're trying to game the system.
Hey, Robbie's working the numbers and all the other contests. I'm using everything
Let's
to my advantage.
Let's see if it works. Let's see if it works.
You know what? Gold Rush, we'll roll the dice. I'm going to say energy drink.
Gold Rush is an energy
drink. Yeah! Suck on those, boys!
You're cheating over there!
Not at all.
Okay.
I never cheat.
This is the opposite of bamboozled, or beboozled. He's just going to be the only one to not do it. What is it, Callie? What am I guessing here?
Let me put it this way. All these mornings of working morning radio in my past, I know a thing or two about energy drinks.
All right. Weird Beard. Blue Bolt.
Ugh.
Energy drink or RPG attack?
This is right down the middle. Because, like, uninventively, if I was a dungeon master in D&D, I'd be like, Blue Bolt! And that'd be a spell. However,
be a dungeon master.
I can also see, like, some loser, like, advertising agency being like, and now the newest flavor, Blue Bolt! Ah! Spell.
It is an RPG attack.
Ooh! Weird Beard on the board.
All right.
Robbie.
Uh-huh.
Star Blast. Energy drink or RPG attack?
Here's the thing. I bet that this is actually, if you looked around, this is probably both.
Yes. Somewhere
this
it
is
has to
both.
Be both.
You
can take it up with Kotaku if
yeah,
that's the case.
I'm going to go with RPG spell, though.
It is an energy drink.
Oh, Robbie, do it in a
again.
Row.
Do it again.
Do it in a row.
Do it. Take a big old gulp.
Yeah,
little sippy sip.
All right, one more round of role-playing game spell or energy drink flavor.
What was the second thing in that concoction?
Oh, second thing was what was the tea? It was some type of tea, some type of sugar-free tea.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't even an energy drink? You're mixing random juices. What is this?
It's like pure ice or something
yeah,
like that?
Pure ice tea or something.
It's probably not even sweetened.
It wasn't. It was terrible.
Oh.
All right. James. Yes, final round.
Oh,
here we
man.
Go. Hell Strong Focus. Energy drink or RPG attack?
Now, the focus on there leads me to believe it could be an energy drink.
If it's not an energy drink, I want to drink it.
Yeah, but
like,
Hell Strong to me sounds too RPG-y, too much of like a role-playing game.
Hell Strong.
So I'm going to say RPG.
It is an energy drink.
Oh, my goodness.
Try it. Here we go. Here we go.
Take that sip.
Take a taste of Robbie here.
Take a taste of Robbie.
Ode to Robbie.
Ooh. Oh, it's like somebody melted sweet tarts and then covered it in poison.
All right. Weird Beard.
All right.
Energy drink or RPG attack? Pure Silver Zero.
The Silver Zero at the end?
Zero is what's really throwing me right now.
I'm so confident that this is an RPG drink. Or no.
It's going to ramble his brain.
That's fair.
An energy drink that I will drink this entire thing if I'm wrong. It's an energy drink. There's no way they would put silver and zero at the end.
It is an energy drink.
Woo!
You gambled and won.
Good job.
All right.
What's my last one here?
Your last one is going to be Cool Aura.
Oh, that one's a layup.
Is it though?
It's a layup.
I don't know. I can see it going both ways.
Aura seems like a weird thing to use in the name of a drink, but cool also does. Like it's cold aura or like it's fire aura, right? But it could also be a translation error that made it cool aura.
Right, it was like cold aura in Japan, and now they've changed it to cool aura.
Yeah, I think that both my guesses, I think I went for RPG spell both times. They were both drinks. So unless you went and gave me three drinks in a row, I am going to take a gamble here and go with RPG
playing
spell.
The numbers game.
It is an RPG attack.
Hey!
Congratulations. All right. Robbie got one right. Well, here's the thing. So Weird Beard and I are tied at two. Robbie, you're the loser with one. Should we have one more rubber
one
match
more
between Weird Beard and myself?
And the loser
Chugs
has
it.
To down the rest of
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
All right.
I'm fair. That's fair for me.
All right. James.
Yes.
Big shot.
I'll take whatever the opposite of you. We'll settle this right here.
Okay.
You're going to do the opposite of whatever I say?
Yep.
So, okay. Big shot, I think, is energy drink.
I'll take the other.
No, that's
it
a
is
Final
an RPG
Fantasy
attack.
Oh, no!
I still lose!
I'll lose!
Yes!
How is this happening?
You know what? Callie's going to be a good sport and down it along with you.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. Suck it!
Oh, no!
As makes me want to vomit.
Oh! It really gets out of
here. Oh, it's bad.
Yeah, it's a bad finish.
So earlier you heard our nail pit, and when the Harley Quinn animated series took shots at the toxic masculinity that all too often plagues gamers and nerds, well now it's time to check out who failed it. All right, I paused it. So that
no, I'm good. You're good? Actually, no, that was
horrific.
What was the third ingredient?
Oh, right, and the third graphic was the rain energy
the rain
drink.
Melon?
Melon flavored? Mania.
Oh, I got a hint of melon there. Yeah, I got a hint of melon there, absolutely.
Like I
that could, sugar-free Red Bull is horrific.
I prefer sugar-free.
That's what I drink. Yeah.
Red Bull in general is horrific.
I think the combination of the tea,
yes,
like the unsweetened tea that's in there with
it,
the melt,
it makes the mouth feel. It's like it feels liquidy. If that makes sense. I'll drink it. I don't care. I need to pick me up.
I'm gonna tell you right now. If I start seeing weird shit, I'm coming for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.